ABAM.info presents Anthology of Comedy 1, Leprecolony, and Space, The Final Papier, by Lee J. Isero. Read by the author. Leprecolony 1. It was a sunny day in village town. A day so sunny, one might mistake it for a Sunday, assuming one had not seen a calendar for some time, and was thus entirely unaware that it was in fact a Thursday. It was afternoon, and the town was quiet. All the people with jobs were at their jobs. All the homeless were having naps. And in a silent house, on a silent street, in the silent town, the silence was broken by the phone ringing. Jeff picked up the handset, excited at the prospect of receiving a telephone call. It had been some time since he was last called, and he brimmed with glee at the thought of getting to make a new friend.
"Hello,"
he said, trying not to appear too enthusiastic.
"Jeff?"
said the caller. Jeff thought for a moment. The caller knew his name. Maybe it wasn't a new friend after all. He thought through all his friends who might be calling him, and upon counting all one of them, realized it must be Steve.
"Hello, Steve,"
he said, trying to appear happy to hear his friend's voice. But in all honesty, he was a little sad that it was the same friend he already had, rather than a new one.
"Could you come over?"
"Why?" asked Jeff.
"I think I just killed a leprechaun,"
said his friend. Jeff sighed. His friend was prone to exaggeration, and he knew it all too well. Last week, he thought he had trapped a dragon in the basement, which turned out to be the neighbor's cat. The week before that, he thought he had swallowed his tongue. He hadn't. He just ate his dinner. On and on the exaggerations went, but he always had an ear for his friend, because that's what friends do. That, and throw birthday parties.
"What do you mean you think you just killed a leprechaun?"
he asked, reiterating to ensure he had heard his friend correctly.
"He was in the kitchen,"
said Steve.
"I thought he broke in."
"So you killed him?"
asked Jeff, wondering if that was how Steve dealt with all trespassers, or just the little ones.
"Not at first. I trapped him in a pan."
"A pan?"
"A big pan."
"A wok?"
"No, just a pan."
"Okay."
Jeff was having a hard time coming to grips with his friend's story thus far, not only due to his apparent insistence that leprechauns exist, but now the belief that they are small enough to be trapped in basic cookware.
"He kept walking about with the pan over him, bumping into one wall, then bumbling over to the next. It was an awful racket."
"So, then you..."
"I hit him."
"With?"
"My shoe."
"Left shoe or right shoe?"
Jeff asked, not sure what other question to ask given the situation.
"Right."
"Right,"
said Jeff, trying to work out what the next important detail to ascertain might be.
"And that killed him?"
"No, that just pissed him off."
"So what happened next?"
"I took the pan and..."
"Oh no,"
said Jeff, interrupting and fearing the worst.
"I beat him over the head with it."
"Until he was dead?"
"Oh no, he didn't die. He just got angrier and angrier. Said he'd put a bomb in my car."
"Are you sure he was a leprechaun? That sounds like he was a member of the IRA.
"You can never tell. Terrorists come in all shapes and sizes these days."
"So what happened then?"
"Well, you know I'm making a stew tonight."
Jeff did know. He was very much looking forward to the stew that Steve was going to be cooking.
"Of course,"
he said, his mouth watering at the mention of it.
"I helped you pick out the best bit of beef."
"Well, I..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?